But here's the four things that I've learned about decision making. The people that make the best decisions know their values, they live by their values, and they have no problem sticking by those values.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
As I had lost track of what and why we make decisions, values. I had entitled myself, I had made really bad decisions, and three things I remember clearly of why these bad decisions. One, my dad, who at 5 years old was my hero. This is why I still choke up when I talk about my mom. Some of you can imagine what this is like, but in the 70s, my dad was wealthy, did not pay child support, had a wife that was closer to my age than his. And I used to sit in back of the station wagon at 5, 6, and 7 years old, with my dad being my hero, asking my mom why she was such a loser and why she couldn't be more like dad or I could live with dad. Not knowing he didn't pay a dime for us. Told you I have issues. Could you imagine? She didn't say a word. So when I was 10 years old, my dad forgot my birthday. My hero, right? Forgot my birthday. And he made a huge mistake, because instead of just telling the truth, he said, "I don't believe in birthdays. I didn't forget your birthday. I don't believe in birthdays." So then for the rest of my life, even though he celebrated his own birthday and my other sibling's birthday, he didn't celebrate my birthday. So at 30 years old, I got a warning about making wrong decisions and my values. My dad sent me a sport coat for my birthday. It fit perfectly when I got it. I opened it up. Everything was torn out on the inside. So I called my father. At first I was elated, then I was aggravated and even mad. I said, "Dad, thank you for remembering my birthday. I'm glad you're admitting you believe in birthdays, but why'd you tear all the inside out?" And he said, "Because I want you to remind, I want the jacket to remind you of me." And I said, "Remind you what, that you're an asshole?" You know, literally, why would you do that? He goes, "Well, it's not for wearing." Like, why would you send me a jacket that's not for wearing? Hang it in your closet to remind you every day you can't take anything with you when you're gone. I don't want you to be like me. You're not going to be the richest man in the cemetery. You got to change your values. You're going in the wrong direction. The next warning was my best friend. We went golfing, and I asked him, "How come you don't hang out with me anymore?" And he said, "I don't like who you hang out with." And I told him, "Yeah, well, I'm not like those guys. I'm not going to the places they're doing. I'm not doing the things they're doing." And he looked at me in the eye and he said, "Man, you can lie to me, but don't lie to yourself." Man. 2 weeks later, I came home intoxicated, probably on something as well. It was the Grammy Awards up here in Beverly Hills. I was representing a guy named Little John, a rapper, and we were partying. I'd lied to my wife about where I was and what I was doing. Came home at 5:30 in the morning, and my wife told me something that seemed to be shocking to me at the time, that she wasn't happy. I was like, "What do you mean you're not happy? We got a nanny, a Ferrari, a Porsche, huge home, more garages than I thought I would have houses. How could you not be happy?" And so the next morning when I woke up, like any very wealthy 34-year-old, I decided, "Man, I'm gonna get divorced. F her. No appreciation for the great and powerful me, everything that I have done." And I'm working through this great idea in my head, and I start thinking about that jacket. Still, I start thinking about my best friend. And then it hits me. She was right. I'd lost all the values. She had told me, "Go take stock in who you were and what you want to become, or I'm leaving you." And my immediate reaction was, "I'm going to leave you." Luckily, I sat in bed depressed for a half a day, thinking about how right she was and what I had to take stock in to truly be happy. And ironically, Rocky came on TV as I was sitting there crying in shame, blame, justification of what I become. Ironically, it came on and Rocky get beat up. He'd look up, he'd get up. He'd look up, he'd get up. And I just decided, you know what? If I can look up, I can get up. I'm going to live with these core values. And I started writing out these core values. And I wrote a book that's a bestseller about it. But here's the four things that I've learned about decision making. The people that make the best decisions know their values, they live by their values, and they have no problem sticking by those values. You have personal values, you have experiential values, you have giving values, which is your legacy, and receiving values is what you literally give to receive. Meaning receiving and giving are one. I believe my receiving values are taking in as much as I can to allow it to come through me to give to other people. I live my life of service, but I am a capitalist. I wrote a book called Compassionate Capitalism about this, that it's okay to love money. Money doesn't buy happiness, but it allows us to shop. And if we shop for the right things, you're gonna be happy. Last year when I turned 50, I shopped for two community centers in Africa. I've never been more happy than my life. It beat the boat, it beat the plane, it beat the Ferrari. Impacting, and what are those four values? Number one, gratitude. I had lost my gratitude. Gratitude is everything, it's perspective. It made my past unbelievable, my present better, and my future brighter. I was gonna live life simply by saying thank you before I go to bed and thank you when I wake up. It's the easiest way to change your life. I've been around the biggest thought leaders in the world, billionaires and teachers, and they all agree gratitude is the most powerful weapon and tool and value that you can live with. Saddest thing is, most of you, if I told you you could change your life by saying thank you for 30 straight days, almost all of you would raise your hand and tell you, yes, I can do it. But by tomorrow morning, half of you wouldn't do it. By the night, another half of you would forget. And within 3 days, all of us would stop saying thank you. Stop getting in your own way. Be grateful for everything that you have. You live a get-to-do life, not a got-to-do life. The second thing, which I needed greatly, was forgiveness. Forgiveness was the most powerful tool to give me peace. It was, at its essence, the lesson that I've learned that life is about lessons, and I just am here to learn those lessons, and in order to learn the lessons, I have to forgive myself so I can forgive others as well. How many times do we waste time, emotion, energy, and money over the exact same things that we have done? Our ego gets in our own way. I hated my father. Why? Because he was a liar, manipulator, overseller, back-end seller. Some of the greatest traits that make realtors and lawyers. My dad was a commercial broker and a lawyer. I hated him. Why? Because he was just like me. I hated my father because I hated those things about myself. They're in a quantum entry. They're part of my DNA, handed down by great-grandparents, parents, down to me. And I had to learn and be honest and forgive myself. The third thing was accountability. My mom had told me since I've been a little boy, stop living below the line in blame, shame, and justification. Ask yourself two questions. What did I do to attract this to myself, and what am I supposed to learn from it? Very simple. What did I do to attract this to myself, and what am I supposed to learn from it? I'm accountable for every single thing in my life. And that gave me control. Accountability gave me control. And then finally, and lastly, my mission to make everyone happy, it's simply the effective communication or inspiration. I am here to tell you that we are connected to the most powerful source of energy, light, and wisdom that there is. We are connected 100% of the time. We create the interference and corrosion to that connection. We do with our ego, the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, angry, frustrated, anxious. We are in control of that energy and source of energy and inspiration. And our job is to take as much of that inspiration, allow it to come through us with gratitude, empathy, and accountability, and give it away. Be of service. Ask a simple question, how you can provide value to your clients, to your family, community, states, country, and the world. Ask yourself how you can provide value. Create a void for the universe to fill, and then ask the universe for what you want, knowing that you're just gonna get it, add to it, add value to it, and give it away. And if you can do that, you can help me with my mission, which is simply to find, in my lifetime, 1,000 people like you that can impact 1,000 more people to impact 1,000 more people to be happy. 1,000 times 1,000 is a million times 1,000 is a billion. I know that I have the capacity to impact over 1 billion people in my lifetime to be happy. And if I can do that, this world will change. If we can create a collective consciousness of happy people, not depressed, anxious, frustrated, sad people, suicidal people, if we can all create happiness, I promise you abundance is here. There's enough of everything for everyone. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.